T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. By the way, after Bo Camber, we have some breaking NBA news for you as well. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kim Bo Camber going to join us right now. Bo, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Bo, kind of a weird one. A week before, we heard Josh Rosen be the starting quarterback the rest of the year. I know you're around Coach a little bit. Were you surprised, or did you expect it after the way Fitzpatrick played last week?
Well, it's funny. I think things are kind of moving along day to day, because I think Monday, I was there at his Monday press conference, and he was. I wouldn't say it was a rousing commitment to Rosen for the rest of the year, but he said that, no, I expect Rosen to be the starter this week and continue on with our plan there. And then all of a sudden you find out that Daniel Kilgore is not going to play probably, and you're going to reshuffle that offensive line. And I'm not sure that maybe that didn't have a little something to do with the decision to bring in Fitzpatrick in this situation.
Right. That's a good
point.
Seeing
as how he handled the pass rush last week as opposed to how Josh Rosen handled the pass rush last week. But now there are two different scenarios there. You know, I asked Josh after the game, you know, what was the difference about, you know, the pressure on him early in the game? I think they had 5 sacks in the first quarter of the game. And then when Fitzpatrick got in, he said, well, you know, they'd gone to a little softer zone and a little more prevent type defense, allowed the ball to move down the field. But I think you could see in that game, you know, they were still putting pressure on Fitzpatrick. But he was able to find those little seams to kind of sneak out of and throw the football down the field and make something happen. And so I think that combination may have had something to play into it, because it's, you know, for a coach on a Monday to say that, no, this is our guy, and then on Wednesday to say, no, I think we're going to go in another direction. Something had to jump out to them during that time.
Well, I'm not making excuses for Josh Rosen, because he did make some bad plays. But you've played the defensive side of where you beat the crap out of a quarterback, and all of a sudden – He gets a little gun-shy during the game from all the hits that he took, especially in that first quarter. You think it affects quarterbacks and the rest of the game when you pound on them pretty good?
I think it does. I think it was either the first or the second play of the game where, you know, I think Dieter whiffed on a guy, and the guy was in his face before he could even plant his foot to even think about throwing a football. And I think when that happens, it does stay with you. And then, you know, like I said, 5 sacks. You know, early in that game. And yeah, it's going to weigh on a quarterback. They start kind of hearing footsteps, and they want to get rid of the ball quicker. Especially a young guy. But I think what you saw with Fitzpatrick when he came in was just that, you know, what a guy with that much experience, you know, what he can do, how his ability to move around, his ability to figure out the pressure and kind of counteract it a little bit, you know, was pretty clear, I think, for everybody to see.
Bo, it's like spinning the Wheel of Fortune wheel for offensive linemen, putting him in and out every single week, right? That's what it is. Now, Joe came in on Monday, and the first thing we started talking about was the offensive line. And one of the guys that I was kind of high on the first couple weeks that kind of looked all right, you know, Dieter, and it looked like he had a really bad game over the weekend. That's not good for the development, right? I mean, I know it's a long season, and one game's not going to do anything, but going backwards, not exactly what we want the rookie to be doing right now.
No, it's one of those games where you're kind of looking at him, and I think every week they're seeing a little bit of growth out of him, and they're seeing him do some good things, and then all of a sudden, you know, he has a game like he had on Sunday, and now you start saying, well, maybe we can't count him as much as we could count on him before, and so maybe you start trying to cover things up. But, you know, I feel like I'm a broken record every week, because everyone's like, well, you know, what's going to happen? How's it cool? Well, I said, well, if the offensive line, which is going to be changed again this week, it looks like, for the 6th straight game, they will not have played with the same 5 guys on that offensive line at the same positions. You know, it's that when I look at this entire football team, that in particular is the biggest impediment to them winning football games. And not only winning football games, but being somewhat effective offensively for 60 minutes. You know, like we saw, they could do nothing early in the game. And then, you know, it took till the fourth quarter, you know, for Fitz to make something happen. By that time, the game is, you know, fortunately it wasn't out of reach because of the team we were playing. But, you know, you transpose that to Buffalo, in Buffalo, with that crowd,
right.
Kilgore out, all the noise, and they've got, you know, what's it, the kid Jordan Phillips who's salivating. You
know, he's
salivating to beat down the quarterbacks and a very good defense they're playing against. And another shift change in that offensive line, and my gosh, it could be a tough, and a very long day.
Bo,
on Sunday.
Bo, that's a great point you make. Fitzpatrick honestly makes a lot more sense. You're talking about making the line reads and everything and helping that O-line out. That's a great point. I want to ask you about Mark Walton. Did that surprise you that he started and how much he played?
Yeah, it did. It did, but you could kind of feel the rumbling during the week. There was a lot of conversation about, you know, on Monday, I know Coach Flores talked about, you know, Mark Walton and how well he played, and Chad O'Shea was talking about giving him more opportunities during the week and everything, and so it wasn't surprising, but you know, you kind of scratch your head on it a little bit, not so much because Mark Walton's starting the game, but what does it say about Kenyon Drake and Kalen Ballage?
Right.
That you put him as your premier guy. That to me is more of the question that you wonder if they lost faith in. It almost seems like they've lost faith in Ballage after two lackadaisical efforts catching the football, one leading to a pick six, the other one to a drop ball that probably could have given him an important first down in the game. He seems to have been put on the back burner, and Kenyon is now seems like, you know, if you read into it. Would lead you to believe that Kenyon Drake his stock is not rising right now.
See, I just feel Kalen Ballage, as you know, Bo, we look at him, one of the greatest football bodies of all time. 6'2", between 230 and 240 pounds, and can outrun just about anybody on the team. Freakish talent. We got to get him going. I don't know how we get him. He's in a funk. He obviously knows how the team feels about him right now. Isn't it the coach's job to kind of get him going a little bit and find out? I don't know,
and I think they've got to give him some shots. They've got to give him, look. He obviously knows where he's at right now. He always obviously understands that, you know, moving forward with his career, they're starting. You know, the questions. I remember watching him at the end of last season. Man, how could we have kept that guy out all this year? When are you going to do that? And so maybe you're starting to see reasons why they kept him out for the majority of the time last year. But, the guy's got everything you look for. I mean, it was a 75-yard run where he ran away from people. He was a bruising running back. Oof. And now he's just, you know, the thing that when you see a guy drop balls, easy ball, once, okay. But a couple times in those situations, you start just wondering what his focus is on the game. And you wonder if that's what's affecting him. But, well, he certainly is a guy that you know, when you look at him, you go, man, this guy's got to be a beast out there. And then you're not, well, you know, much like everybody on this team, you're not seeing it on a consistent basis.
Right.
And that's one of the big issues with this team is consistency. Even at the positions where you feel good at, wide receiver, running back, you're starting to feel a little bit about tight ends, secondary, you see some positives coming out of each and every one of those units, but there is no consistency anywhere across the board on this football team. I think if you were going to say who's been the most consistent, it would probably be the linebackers. And other than that, you know, you get a whole mix of inconsistency and who's going to be the down group this week,
right?
And who's going to be the up group if we have an up group.
Bo, we were talking about the tease. It could be really fun if it can work out because Taco's been pretty damn good since he's been here. How about Kim Dichie? He practiced for the first time. When do you think he'll be ready to go, Bo? Because if this guy comes in motivated like the Taco Man, We could have something.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he was way out of shape when he came here. And it's and I think this whole time period for him is about just getting him in football shape. You know, just getting his first practice in. I would still think, Joe, that he's got to be a week or two away.
Yeah.
You know, maybe next week they feed him a few downs. I don't know. But I just think for the pace that he got himself ready to play, one practice, two practices this week, you know. But, look, you gotta kind of throw convention out of the window these days with this team. I mean, that would be under a normal circumstance. You know, but you're getting no pass rush from your defensive ends. You're getting no pressure from hardly anybody on that defensive front. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm saying probably a week or two. But, you know how it is, Joe. We could wake up on Sunday morning, jump on the bus and go, hey, Andy's starting today.
Yeah.
You go, what?
You never know, man, on game day around here.
Right? You never know. No. You know, it's like that old soap opera. As the world turns, right. You know, everything changes.
As the starters turn, that's what it's going to be here. By the way, side note, Jordan Phillips got 4 sacks this season. The Dolphins have 5.
Yeah.
Not that I want to throw that out there to the Dolphins world right now.
Taco Charlton's been with us for 3 weeks, and he's our leading sacker.
Yeah. Well, someone texted in the other day, Taco Charlton's done more in 4 weeks than Charles Harris done almost 4 years. So, like, there it is also.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we're piling on.
You did a pile-on special
there. Well, I'm piling on because I'm getting ready to go to Bo's Beach. Where are we going to Bo's Beach? What are we doing after?
Are you going to the pub or the beach?
I think I'm going to go to the beach. I think I'm going to Bo's Beach. What do we got going on at the pub or the beach?
Well, the weather's getting perfect. I mean, this is perfect time to be at the beach. And, you know, like our other place, we've got plenty of TVs there, so you got them there. But the pub's got a little rowdy attitude during games, you know. It's a fun place to go and got some good specials out there. And it's, it's hard to pick between the two.
Right.
It's whatever you choose. If you're a beach guy, go to the beach. If you want to get in, and we've been getting some pretty crazy crowds in there at the pub. So, whatever you're looking for, we got.
Or you know just Bo Camper Sports.
You know what's
bar,
funny,
right?
Bo? That's when it. I'm there, it's funny. I sit there and I go, I look at Mark and I go, Mark, you feel like we're on vacation. We're sitting there looking at the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's got the bar facing right out. You're looking right at the ocean, man. The boat's coming in and out. And then you go to the pub and you're right, man. That thing is like a really nice Las Olas sports bar. I mean, that thing is fun with great food in there, man. That's good stuff.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Bo, thank you, brother. Really nice having you.
I will
see you for a little Friday night high school football, St. Thomas Aquinas and Deerfield Beach.
Be a good one.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one.
Deerfield Beach, bring your big boy pants because we want to see a good game. All right.
And then Anchor Bar this weekend or what?
And then the Anchor Bar
this weekend.
Bo, go with me to Anchor Bar.
I know.
I think we got some reservations at the Anchor Bar. How about that one, Joe?
Ha, ha. That's beautiful right there.
He likes that. Bo.
Get after it.
Thank you, Bo. As always, Bo.
All right, guys.
Kimbo Camper.
Oh, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.